T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's get headlines here, I guess. We've delved into some of it. Let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana.
They're sponsored by Golf Miami-Dade with 5 convenient courses. Book your tee time today at golfmiamidade.com. Tonight, the Miami Heat, they'll play the Nuggets 7:30 p.m. start time from FTX.
All right, we'll do a little 15 minutes of Heat in the next segment.
The Florida Panthers, they've lost 2 in a row. It's a weird thing to say that. Also lost at FLA Live Arena over the weekend.
I mean, that's something we thought we'd never say this season.
Really? I know they were doing good, but they were going to go undefeated at home?
They will start Sergei Bobrovsky tomorrow, by the way, the Panthers at FLA Live Arena.
They playing the Capitals?
Yeah.
My man with the missing tooth, the gigantic human on
Ovechkin.
The Capitals.
Didn't they lose to the Capitals
They did, the
Saturday?
First of their 2 straight Friday night.
Friday night.
Oh,
Friday.
I got to go see big missing tooth, man. That is a specimen.
Didn't we
of
see
a
him
human.
Downstairs once That's after we finished our broadcast?
The guy that I just looked at and fell in love with.
Yep.
I was like, who
well,
is
thighs.
That
yeah. You fell in love with his thighs.
His thighs were big as my waist. I was like, goodness, great. Hockey players are in shape. That dude was impressive to me.
Miami Dolphins just sent out a press release, by the way. They've made a transaction. The Miami Dolphins announced they have signed wide receiver Cody Core. No, they have.
They have.
It's not up for debate.
Okay. It's just the way you said it was a big presentation.
Cody Core out of Mississippi.
Ole Miss, or just he just was hanging in Mississippi and they found him?
And defensive back Chris Milton. Surprisingly, both to the practice squad. I thought that they might have. Although, I'll tell you, this Cody Core, I mean, he was still non-committal with Will Fuller and Devontae Parker, Brian Flores, at his press conference today. So, who the hell knows?
Isaiah Ford's getting some run now.
He got a catch.
He got a nice catch.
They have released Evan Boehm and linebacker Kobe Jones from the practice squad.
Oh. Ah, what?
I think Evan Boehm started some games last season.
Boehm.
Is it Boehm?
Yeah.
It's one of the reasons they had to let him go.
Nobody can pronounce his name.
Yeah, I mean, you spell it B-O-E-H-M, you're going to call it Boehm? The hell out of here. And that's how he ended up. They weren't even going to release him. But he happened to be having a conversation with Chris Greer, and he's like, it's Boehm. He goes, Boehm, but you spell it B-O-E-H-M. Get the hell out of here. And Boehm thought he got caught. Left the building. Sorry, I didn't mean to steal your headlines.
Monday Night Football.
Cody Core.
Still willing and dealing, baby. That playoff run.
Listen, 5 games left. 5 games left.
Hey, you're not going to get an argument out of me. I'm here for the playoff run. Why not?
10-7 after going 1-7 would be ridiculous.
Would be impressive and frustrating.
Yeah.
Would be impressive and frustrating, especially when a couple of those losses are Atlanta, Jacksonville. Like,
yeah.
It's impressive and frustrating because you would go, wait a second. They are the 12-win or 13-win team that we thought they – like, what the hell, Flo?
Third year in a row, slow start. We joked about it a couple weeks ago. He should act like he's 0-4 in camp. Just act like you've lost a bunch of games going into camp. Cuss them out, be mad, and make everybody frustrated because that seems like when your team plays better. Back to the wall. You can't always be a team that has to have your back to the wall to play well.
Tonight, Monday Night Football, Washington, Seattle. That sounds weird. Washington will host Seattle because it could have been, you know, never mind.
Well, it would have been Seattle, Washington.
Right. Yeah. 8:15.
Nobody says the state first.
8:15 p.m. kickoff.
All right.
You guys see Zion? He was cleared for practice over the weekend.
Yes. It means nothing.
Well, I mean, it doesn't mean nothing.
What, is he going to go out, stumble around out there, knees touching, thighs rubbing?
It's like you're forgetting he was College Basketball Player of the Year.
Only person happy is the people that own Gold Bomb, whatever it's called, the chafing powder. Y'all stop putting this fat little boy in the headlines.
Gold Bomb.
What's it called? Is it Gold
Something
Bomb?
Something like that. Yeah, I know.
A little yellow powder.
Like when you used to lotion your uncle's legs.
It was nubs. He used to lotion his little nubs. They cut his feet off.
Boem.
Some other NBA news interesting. Goran Dragic stepped away from the Toronto Raptors for personal reasons.
I will get into that during 15 minutes of heat.
Sorry. I skipped your rundown earlier this morning on what you were getting to for 15 minutes of heat. You're going to get to Dwayne Dedmon being fined $15,000 for kicking a chair also?
Go ahead. Talk about it now. I wasn't.
Dwayne Dedmon fined $15,000 for kicking a chair in Chicago.
He kicked the chair.
Kicked the chair, yeah. And the cushion went like seven rows up.
Yeah, it was great.
Oh, impressive. You can't attack the fans,
great,
though.
Well, he didn't attack the fans. He was attacking the chair.
But then Spo gave him the game ball after the game.
Which is funny.
Why was he so frustrated?
I don't know. Why was he so frustrated?
I didn't see this.
Officiating. Dumb fouls on him.
Have you seen the size of them feet? He got to keep them to himself.
Dwayne Dedmon?
My goodness. Yeah. He has to wear 18, 19. You can't touch anything with those. Yeah, look out. Huge.
How much does he make? Because I would guess a $15,000 fine, that I would imagine that hurts.
I'm not certain if they re-signed him or if he's on that veterans deal that they gave him last year.
Well,
can't imagine it's more like $6 or $7 million.
No way. $2 million.
Maybe $4, $5 million.
Man. Wish I got taller.
First thing I'm seeing is signed a 1-year, $580,000 contract.
Last year, though, right?
When they brought him. I don't know. I got to do a little more research on this. And when I say I got to do a little more research, I'm just waiting for Ira to text me.
I've been trying to get Ira to answer an Ask Ira question that I submit to him once a week for months.
He refuses to take the bait?
Well, everything has a Mario Chalmers twist at the end.
That's a great bit that you're working just between yourself and Ira.
And he refuses. I created like a new email. Like, I mean, he really just won't take the bait.
That's funny. $2.3 million.
I just saw 1 year, $2.3
million.
$15,000 is a lot at 2.3.
It's not.
It's probably a game check.
It's not when you're making. No, I think it'll be more than that. But I think a game check is a lot more than that.
No.
Although 82.
Well, taxes too. Yeah.
But I would say, you know, again, it's not. When you're making a couple mil, it's not the worst thing in the world. But it ain't like making $11 million or $18 million and getting that. Yeah.
And then in the
how does that work? Can he ask his teammates
to pay it?
Yeah,
he can ask.
Like, is that bad form?
Yeah. He's not young. He's what is he? 8 years, 7, 8 years.
Hey,
a young guy.
Jimmy, you know, I don't make what you make, and I was just trying to get the team fired up. You think you can handle that for me?
No. It'd be a quick conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, Jimmy's not the right guy to ask, just based on his Instagram posts. Did you see what he said to Max Strus?
Yes.
No one's coming to see your dumb ass. That is so great.
I like to do this to put it out there so people understand. Dwayne Dedmon at $2.4 million a year, if he pays 25% in taxes, which is normal down here in South Florida, outstate taxes, he makes $21,000 a game with an 82-game season. So $21,000 a game, you fine me $15,000. That's a lot of money.
Right.
Made a nice living already though in the NBA. Like he's made his career earnings are up there. So this isn't, you know, Joel
are
Anthony.
They? How much has he earned in his career?
I think the Hornets, was it the
Hornets? Oh, my God.
Yeah. Gave him
$40 million he's made?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The hell are we having this conversation for?
Why is he kicking chairs? Why are you so mad?
Well, I mean, yeah, don't ask Jimmy to pay your stupid-ass fine. He made $40 million. Everything. My God, he made $8 million one season.
Everything's relative.
Was it the Hornets that gave him that, or the Bobcats maybe at the time?
I think it's Sacramento.
Ooh. Boy, I wish I got taller.
Tiny little logo on this thing, and you can't click on it. My eyes are 52 years old, so it looks like the Sacramento Kings logo to me, but I'm not 100% certain. And I can't, it's not a touchscreen, so I can't make it bigger.
It's the Kings, Pops.
Who?
The Kings.
I'm the King?
Sacramento.
I'm the King around here. Everybody laugh. That is going to be this show in about 5 years. they're not going to have the heart to fire me. And that's going to be the show.
Write notes to each other.
We're doing 15 minutes of heat. What? There's 15 minutes left in the heat game? No.
15 minutes to eat? It's lunchtime?
I'll take Kugel. What? All right, go ahead. What else do you have, Solon? Anything?
Yeah. The biggest, in the words of OG, Chicken Little of the weekend, about Lincoln Riley at a press conference swearing, I am not going to LSU.
But that was funny. I thought he was being funny. I didn't think it was a Chicken Little. He knew that he was going to USC.
Yeah.
He said specifically, I'm not going to LSU. That's funny.
I don't think it was funny to the Oklahoma people.
But he wasn't. He wasn't going to LSU.
I didn't see the video. I read the quotes. So truthfully, I don't know if like there was a bit of not sarcasm, but you know, tongue in cheek humor there in the press conference. But that's not the way I took it from reading the quotes. He was adamant, like, I'm not going to LSU.
By the way, Ira Winderman is confirming it is correct. I do get an insane, idiotic, moronic Mario Chalmers question at least once a week. So he is confirming receipt of your emails, Solana.
never answers.
I mean, I threw in a Gabe Vincent tie-in at one point. The Heat might need championship depth towards the end of the season.
I think Ira has anything better to do. Fool with you.
Sorry, he's got to answer a Duncan Robinson question once a week from Alan Pahokee again. No, the Heat aren't cutting Duncan Robinson, Alan Pahokee. Answer my Chalmers question, Ira. Finally, Hawk, I know you hate sprinkles, but I found this factoid about them, and I think it's fascinating.
All right.
In Australia and in the United Kingdom, in the UK, instead of calling them sprinkles, they call them hundreds and thousands.
Huh. You know, up in the Northeast, they call them jimmies.
Really?
Yeah. Hundreds and thousands. So you say I want a little hundreds and thousands on my ice cream?
Right.
That's interesting. That is an interesting factoid. Again, I don't want to relitigate this. The sprinkles are there to make your ice cream look funny and pretty for six-year-olds. Because they're wax. There's no flavor to them. You know what I mean? Like, you want to put a cheesecake bite in your ice cream? Knock yourself out. It's got great flavor. Cookie dough bite. Like, you can't tell me that sprinkles have taste. The reason that they're out there is because kids love them. Mm-hmm. So if you're an ice cream store and you want to sell more ice cream, not that you need an extra incentive, but kids go, oh, I get to scoop the sprinkles on it. It's fun. You know, if you're an adult putting sprinkles on your ice cream, you gotta get your head examined.
Went to a breakfast lunch meeting thing. They put sprinkles on top of the coffee.
Like the rainbow sprinkles?
Yep. They put the coffee, like a latte, whatever. Like,
but how does it float? Is there a whipped cream or something?
That's what they put the whipped cream on top and then put sprinkles on top of that, and I just felt dumb drinking it.
Right. Because like, what do they give you, a silly straw or something?
But there's no flavor to it. Right. Like, you're not impressing me. Yeah. I'm a 37-year-old man.
Like, what are you doing?
I felt like you. I honestly felt like I was you. I was like, what are you doing here?
Send that in to Ask Ira. See if he'll answer a Sprinkles question. You have anything else, Solana?
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Accident Attorney Weather Center. Call 24/7-866-954-MORE. I've said it in the 2 and 3 o'clock hours. I'll say it again. A beautiful, sunny afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.